Welcome back to another episode of the Right Read Podcast. I'm your co-host, Miles Reed.
And I'm your other co-host, Davon Reed.
And today's topic, we have something that's very not talked about a lot when it comes into the music industry about how music is produced, which is the producers.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, we all talk about the artists. Mm-hmm. They get majority of the love. But the producers are the people that actually make the sound, make the beats. And that's a challenge in itself. Obviously, an artist has to go and make the song from the actual words and sounds, but the producer is the one who's actually setting the stage of the beat and potentially an album as a whole. So we want to shed a little light on some of the best producers in the game and some that we idolize and really like in the different music that we listen to from new school to old school. So it's kind of what we're going to focus on today.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, before we get started on any topic, we got to let them know what you got on.
I'll start. I really love this hoodie. This is a collab between Uniqlo and Cactus Plant Flea Market. For those who know of that brand, very dope brand. Love this hoodie. This is also a collab with SpongeBob, one of my favorite shows growing up. So very dope collab by them. And then I kept it unique low with the pants. You know, this type of pant is one of my favorite, kind of like a track, kind of like a rain or whatever you would call it,
yeah.
Pants.
Parachute.
So these are dope. Love this. And then for the feet, I went with some Air Max Ones. Love this colorway. I thought it really brought out the hoodie as well with the colors. And like I always talk about, you know me, I love a good sell. I caught these on a nice little sell at the Nike Factory Store. So you know I'm always going pick up when I can, when a good sell is going on. Yeah. So, talk to us. What you got on, brother?
Yeah. For the viewers that don't know, Kith is one of my favorite brands. If not, is my favorite brand.
It's safe to say that's your favorite brand.
For sure. But I have a Kith cream color, like nudish cream color crew neck jean shorts that I got from Urban Outfitters. Some regular scrunchy socks from Amazon. If you're ever looking for some scrunchy socks, Amazon got the right ones. And then for the feet, I'm going some Margiela's, some paint dripped Margiela's. One of my favorite casual dressing up sneakers.
Super far.
Yeah.
Super far. Love the fit, brother.
Appreciate it.
Unlock your athletic potential. Explosive Athletes Institute was founded to provide serious athletes with the highest level of sport-specific training and overall athletic development. They scientifically assess, design, and execute customized programs for each athlete. Whether you're looking to jump higher, run faster, get stronger, or simply play the sport that you love at your highest level, EAI has the right program tailored for your needs. Contact owner and founder Sid Sharma, info@explosiveathletes.com and telephone number 480-256-8712.
So producers, necessarily some that are musicians themselves or some just sitting the cut. There's a lot of producers in the industry and a lot of very known producers in the industry. Who, I should say, are you like the ones that you love the most and like their work?
This is an extremely difficult list to make just because we listen to so much music, as we tell the viewers always. This is a very competitive listen for my ear, just to see who I'm listening to. Always new music. I'm always constantly going back to old music. So when I like kind of sift through, I'm trying to see what producers make the best sound for me. So there's a number of people I could have chosen, but I wanted to put together probably this is like the most unique list to me. So like the people who have such a unique sound, and it's in no particular order, but I'll start off with Salaam Remy.
Okay.
Salaam Remy is extremely talented, and something we kind of need to talk about as well is producing now is just kind of talked about as people who make a beat, but a real producer actually produces the sound, directing the orchestra or the band. It's a lot.
Put things in motion.
Yeah, it's a lot more than just making a beat on a beat machine. So that's today's kind of definition of a producer, but a real producer is actually producing the music. And Salaam Remy is one who actually is the one of those original producers who's producing the entire sound. If you listen to him, yeah, he has real strings in the background, real band in the background, not just over a beat key with 808. And no disrespect to anybody who's doing that as well, but Salaam Remy is one of the greatest with that. He's worked with people from Amy Winehouse to Miguel to J. Cole. He's was very influential in the Fugees. The list goes on. He's a living legend. So shout out to Salaam Remy. Next, I'll go with one of my favorite, one of the most unique, Timberland. Timberland has a very, very unique sound. He actually one of the few that actually beatbox on the actual track as well. So uber talented. He raps as well. He dibbles and dabbles in a lot of different things. But Timberland has worked with some of the greatest, the late Aaliyah, Missy Elliott, Justin Timberlake, Brent Faiyaz. The list goes on, but Timbo is got such a unique sound. I love his music and I love his sound. Next, I'll go with Jay Dilla. Jay Dilla, the late Jay Dilla, very smooth, very ahead of his time, I want to say. He was known for working, I think he's from Detroit, known for working with people like Common, De La Soul.
He's mostly known for like his beats.
Yeah. Q-Tips of the world. Jay Dilla was before his time, man, and people are still sampling Jay Dilla projects and Jay Dilla music. And even on Selection Radio Show that I listen to, they're still paying homage to Dilla. So rest in peace to that legend. Next, I'm going to go with I'm gonna take it to the West Coast, Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre, one of the most influential players in the rap genre as a whole, from all the way back to N.W.A. and that whole movement to
Aftermath.
Snoop and M and 50. I mean, his wheelhouse is incredible. The amount of artists that he's worked with and been able to produce some amazing hits, and not to mention rapping as well. So shout out to Dr. Dre for being uber talented. And then last, I'm gonna go with probably my favorite, Skateboard P, Pharrell. I know we had an episode earlier in our podcast. Journey, talking about Pharrell in regards to the in regards to the fashion and being the creative director for LV, Louis Vuitton menswear. But this is what he really does. Okay. He's a musician first, producer. He's got that infamous four count to start his songs.
It's crazy because like, if you go on YouTube, there's like a whole video of like
the compilation.
Just all the four counts and people just like, oh, he made that song. Like that song, that's produced by him? Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's tough because nowadays you got producers that got their own like sound tag, like Metro or who else? Mustard. They got their own sound tag, but Pharrell doesn't have that. He's just got like his iconic four beat count. Yeah. Like, yeah. So.
Yeah, Pharrell is my favorite probably out of all them. But it's so many other people I could have probably chosen, but those were the ones that kind of stood out to me probably by their uniqueness and just how they've lasted over the test of time. So how about you? Give us your list.
The last one you just said, Pharrell, he's also on mine. So I'm going to start with him. Pharrell, again, we just went over like his four accounts. It's him working with Pusha T. Mm-hmm. And the Neptunes, mm-hmm. he got that favorite, the 2K song. That's when I really heard, because I was younger when it came out in 2K11, I think. And then they just brought it back on this recent 2K.
Okay.
I'm your Pusha,
man.
The beats and all that, yeah. And even with him working with Pusha T, the Neptunes, they had their own unique style as mm-hmm. well.
Clips.
Yeah.
That Virginia area, that Virginia sound, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My next one I'm going to say is Kanye. Kanye, you know, some people like him, some people don't like him. You got hate, people love him. It's like really, he definitely has like a 50-50 fan base.
Right. Like, we're just talking about the music right now. Yeah. Though. Leave all the personal.
So that's what that just brings to my top, his creativity. Mm-hmm. People, that's what I was saying. Like, people may dislike his creativity. Some people love his creativity. But the amount of people that he worked with producing-wise, you got Travis Scott, Rihanna, Jay-Z. I'm pretty sure he had a lot of saying in the Watch the Throne
album. Of course.
And that's when that joint came out. I was in middle school.
Legendary.
We was hoping so well for like a Watch the Throne 2, mm-hmm. but obviously for reasons it didn't come out.
Yeah.
Another one I'm gonna say is Alchemist.
Mm.
Alchemist is one of them people, like you said, producers that can make beats and rap at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So when he raps, he got that. It's like he talking when he raps. He said, I'm a big bowl of macaroni. Like, he'll say random stuff, but it's like
it's fire with it's, conviction. I love that. I love when a rapper raps with conviction. Don't matter what you're saying.
Yeah,
it's how you say it.
Like when he just talking, it's good. It's amazing. And the people that he worked with, Larry June, Griselda, Benny the Butcher, and all of them, and even. One of my favorite ones, Action Bronson.
Mm-hmm.
He got a few songs that he got with Action Bronson. And his beats are, you can definitely tell when it's an Alchemist beat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always a great thing.
Yeah.
Another one I'm going to say is Metro Boomin.
Metro!
Metro Boomin, you know, he got Primary, all the Atlanta rappers mm-hmm. With him.
On lock.
Future, Young Thug, Gunna, Baby sometimes. Metro is definitely, he's been in the game for a while now, and he got like this joint albums with 21,
mm-hmm.
Future, mm-hmm. you know, Future, him and Future dropped two albums within a month.
Yeah, and last year.
Yeah, Metro definitely, he's like one of the top producers now, like in today, in our era, culture area,
mm-hmm.
where like when you think of producers, you think of Metro Boomin, especially in like the Atlanta area.
Mm-hmm.
And my last one I'm gonna say is Mustard. You know, him and Kendrick had a great, great summer last year.
We'll call it summer.
Yeah, he got a great summer last year. And he definitely has a lot of people that he worked with, like Travis Scott, obviously Kendrick. But Mustard definitely has a, even with Roddy Ricch,
mm-hmm.
He had that one song.
I think Roddy signed to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a couple songs he had, High Fashion.
Mm-hmm.
That one, it's so crazy because I was listening to his, what's the album? It's like him on a, it's like him, a younger him on a cover.
Oh, the most recent one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember the one name with, of it.
Interstate 10.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
That's my song too.
That's what made me think of Mustard because
that wasn't the most recent one, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
I was probably like either sophomore. It was around COVID, a little after.
No, before COVID, right before.
Right before COVID. But yeah, Mustard definitely got He had definitely got a good sound, mm-hmm. especially where he was working when he works with Ty Dolla $ign, mm-hmm. and sometimes he worked with Jeremiah. He had like a good, what kind of sound do you call it?
It's West Coast, yeah, but it's like it's not like hard West Coast,
like a party.
Yeah, it's up tempo. Yeah, I like it.
Like his sounds was definitely heard in like between 2012, 2014 at the time. Yeah. But yeah, those my producers.
Cool. Okay, so we highlighted some of our favorite producers. I kind of want to ask you now, is there a list of producers and artists that work together that you particularly like? Give me like your top five producer and artist combo, because mm-hmm. there's a certain group of artists that work very well with a certain group of producers. So give me your top five artist and producer combo.
Okay, yeah. Again, none of these are in order. It's just some that, it's just the five that comes to mind right. when we think about these stuff. And I briefly talk about one of them, Alchemist and Larry June. They had one, they had made a joint album a couple years ago. That was
22.
Yeah.
Or 23.
Yeah, it was the one we talked about in our
The Great Escape.
Yeah, the previous podcast where he had the watch and yeah. He driving in the car. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that album.
Very good album.
Great album. Like I said before, I went in the kids one time and they was playing that entire album, mm-hmm. but. It's just the production. You got Larry June rapping on every song, but you also have some features like Big Sean, mm-hmm. 2 Chainz, even Alchemist. He started rapping on a couple songs, mm-hmm. Action Bronson. It's just about producing a project where it flows well and the sound is not all over the place. If you, right. you can have that, you can have an album that you want a specific vibe to, mm-hmm. and like that album was one of those ones where it has a specific vibe to. Another one I'm gonna say is Hit-Boy and Nas. They went on a crazy
six album run.
Yeah, in what, 2 years, 2 or 3 years? King's Disease 1, 2, and 3, and then you got Magic. Yeah, Magic 1, 2, and 3.
And it was six albums.
And it was just like alternate. You got King's Disease 1, then Magic, then King's Disease 2, Magic 2. And yeah. Only reason why I said Black Magic, because he got one song on, I think, mm-hmm. King's Disease. I meant Magic 2.
Yeah.
That came out 23. That's like one of my favorite songs on that album, between the one and the one he got with 50 Cent. Mm-hmm. But King's Disease 3, I think. 3 was my favorite, with the one that has First Time on it.
Okay.
I think that's King's Disease.
Can't remember offhand.
Yeah. But First Time was definitely my favorite one, because he had kind of like the sample with, it's another sample, but I know Wale, he actually had the same kind of beat.
Okay.
I don't think he sampled it from Wale, but they probably sampled it from another person, but it's like a slow vibe, like roll your windows down, sip some. De La Soul too.
Yeah.
Casa De La Soul too.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's a good vibe. Like I said, I love vibes. I love positive vibes.
Right.
Some vibes that, you know, just makes you feel like
when feel
you
good music.
Yeah, when you listening to it, it puts you on a place where you just chilling, like a right. beach or like stuff like that.
Right.
Another one is obvious, OVO 40 and Drake. You know,
OVO sound.
What does that say?
That means
probably, arguably the best duo.
Yeah, the amount of we know what Drake has done album wise, mm-hmm. and he has front loaded 40 has front loaded majority of that production. So I agree. They might be the best. Yeah. The best duo, especially rap-wise.
Especially like we talked about before, Take Care. the production on Take Care is just it fits the album cover.
Yeah.
It definitely fits the album cover. He in the restaurant all alone, just chilling.
Are you drunk right now?
Right. So you got Crew Love.
Yeah.
One of the best songs on the album. Yeah, it's just the sound just is just,
back when Drake and The Weeknd were copacetic.
Cool. Yeah. and then the last one I'm gonna say is Metro Future.
Mm.
I know I talked about the producers, Metro and the producers, but Metro and Future albums, they made two within a month, I want to say, within a couple months span. It was like, we don't trust you, but guess what?
We still don't trust you.
And it's like those albums is really a toss up. Like,
right.
Which one is better? Because they're both great albums. And
but two totally different vibes.
Yeah.
One is like hardcore rap, and then We Still Don't Trust You, which was one of my favorite last year, is like more vibey music.
Yeah.
So
you got the ones where like Everyday Hustle, the one with Rick Ross I was just listening to a couple days ago. Red Leather, the one with J. Cole. That's probably the most vibey music. Vibey song on the album.
Right.
And then you got the intro song with The Weeknd talking about We Still Don't Trust You. It don't matter what you do, you can show us all that. We still don't trust you.
And it's crazy that we talked about Tags a little bit. You mentioned Tags a little bit earlier, but like, it's crazy how like, one, that's a part of how big that is a part of music today, the taglines from the producer, but like, they've branded that.
Right.
Like, Future probably said that in one song, if Young Metro don't trust you.
And then you got Young Thug saying it a different way.
Yeah, Metro. Yeah. But to take that and his brand is, he's a phenomenal producer, but like, he's branded those tags, which is dope. That's dope to me. Yeah.
So I talked about my top five producers and artist duos. Let me hear yours.
For me, again, no particular order. I could have went so many ways with this. But I'll start with Justin Timberlake and Timberland. Mm-hmm. And the reason I want to speak about them in particular is because I talked about Timberland and how much I respected him as a producer. But Justin Timberlake, prior to working with Timberland, was an NSYNC.
Yeah.
He was in a boy band, you know. Kid from Tennessee, he had a certain sound.
Some soul to him.
But when he got with Timbo, man, and when I heard that, like, I remember when I was younger, like, Cry Me a River, and then we had Future Sex Love Sounds album, like, that's one of my favorite albums of all time, that My Love, just that sound that they were able to create. And this is a singer, you know, I love me some hip hop, but that R&B hits a little bit different for me. The run that Timberland and JT had is amazing, all the way to like 2020 Vision and stuff like that. So they put together some phenomenal music, and I love how they complement each other and sound. Next, I'm gonna go with, again, somebody who I talked about from the producer side, Dr. Dre, but I'm gonna talk about Eminem. Eminem is one of the best rappers of all time. I don't care what no one says. M is a talent, man. I don't know if any other rapper has ever gone diamond. So I gotta pay homage to Dre for being a producer on that Marshall Mathers LP. And the run that they had, I mean, Slim Shady and Dre, I mean, they Aftermath, they brought 50 in, they just.
And it's like people that you don't or you wouldn't expect to be working together.
Right.
Like you got Dre, West Coast, LA, just was with NWA.
Yep.
And then you got Eminem.
Right.
Like, you would never think in a million years that they would work together, but they do work together. And you see the progression that they made, the hits that they made, and all the accomplishments that they made. So, yeah.
Yeah, man, they had a hell of a run. And again, I'm building off my list, but there's a reason why I picked these producers in the beginning, because they were phenomenal, had some substantial work, but I like to highlight some of the duos they had. So the next one, Salaam Remy, was on my list earlier, but I'm gonna go with the late, great Amy Winehouse. For those who don't know, Salaam Remy really is credited for revamping her style, kind of finding her as a talent and really bringing her to the U.S. and letting them, you know, letting people know who she is. She's from the U.K., I want to say. But once they got together and I mean, all the different music that they made, Amy was one of my favorite, man. She was such a talent. Back to Black, so many. Valerie, Cherry, Mr. Jones, me and Mr. Jones. Because Salaam worked with Nas as well. They grew up together, and he produced a lot of Nas. So to see her kind of have that Nas influence, and that's who she's actually referring to, and me and Mr. Jones is Nas. So shout out to the late, great Amy Winehouse, and shout out to Salaam Remy, because they put together some fantastic music. Next, I'll go with, since I was just speaking about Nas, I know that Salaam worked with Nas a lot, but DJ Premier. DJ Premier and Nas put together a fantastic run. Nas, probably his most accredited album is Illmatic. And I mean, he did that at what, 18 years old? So you got to give some credit to obviously Nas being that young, 18, coming into the game and having such a monumental album. But, you know, Premier putting the beats together, especially like the New York State of Mind and, you know, all that stuff. And then to mature into the I Am album, that's got some of my favorite tracks, Black Girl Law, stuff like that. And then to go to like Stillmatic, they had a real run. They had a real run, and Nas is one of the best ever. I respect Nas. You talked about Nas a little bit earlier, but shout out to Nas. And I'm gonna segue to another New York legend. These two had some history at one point. But I'm going to go Jay-Z and Just Blaze. Jay is probably my, I won't say favorite rapper all time, but he might be my GOAT.
Top five? Arguably top five, for sure, top ten?
What, ever?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, Jay's probably my GOAT.
Okay.
I won't say he's my favorite rapper all time. Probably get that nod to like a Lil Wayne.
Okay.
But he's my GOAT. I think he's his run, still rapping. I mean, everybody in the game know too. They know what was Hov. They respect Jay. But Just Blaze in particular, I mean, the run he had with Jay-Z, he produced The Blueprint, he produced The Black Album, he produced some other albums for Jay. I mean, those were some of the staple albums for Jay and his discography. So shout out to Just Blaze. I mean, even with the stuff he did with some of Jay's later artists like Beanie Siegel, Memphis Bleek. Just Blaze had an incredible run. He had a great tag. Just Blaze?
I was thinking Underground Kings.
Yeah. So shout out to Just Blaze. And that's my list.
That's a great list.
Thank you. You too.
Appreciate it.
So we kind of talked about the producers. Then we talked about the producer and artist duos. But now I want to get into like actual music and actual songs. There's a million songs. We tell people all the music we listen to all the time. You could have chosen anything. But give me probably your top five productions. Like, what songs, when you hear them, you turn them on, you hear the beat, it just puts you in a certain mood. Tell me like your top five musical productions.
It's crazy because I made a playlist probably, I think it was last year, and it's titled Ever. Like,
I remember that one.
All caps, with question marks, exclamation, like, so that playlist is my top 10 songs ever, like, just from when I started listening to music to up until that point. Mm-hmm. And it's so hard to, like, really figure out based off the amount of music you listen to, amount of songs, the albums, amount of just everything, instrumentals. Mm-hmm. It's so hard to compact them and just figure out the best five. But one of my favorites, if not my favorite song ever, it came out 2021, back in October, no other than Don Tolliver, Swinging on Westheimer.
Okay. That's a sample, too.
What you was just talking about, Justin Timberlake and Beyonce.
Uh-huh. One of my favorite songs.
Until the End of Time.
Mm-hmm.
He basically pays homage to where he's from. Houston. He's from Texas, yeah. But I think that's kind of why he made that sample, because you also know Beyonce is from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just something about that song, like the build up. You got the slow beat, is kind of slow. You start talking, don't put me in a box now. It's like, and then once that's all over, once you come in with that beat, it's kind of like a three part song.
Mm-hmm.
You got the slow introduction. Then you got the full song, and then you hit the chorus. I mean, the end verse, and it's like a great song, instrumental wise, music wise, production wise. It's like one of them. It's definitely one of them songs where you wish you was in the booth with them when they were making it.
Right.
Like about like how
a fly on the wall.
Like how do you come up with this? And it's like, that's definitely, if not my number one, my for sure top three songs ever.
Wow.
Another one is, you may know, Mr. Baklava, Splash.
Mm-hmm. The original one.
Yes, because he does have like a reprise one on his latest album,
mm-hmm.
but the original one, I heard this song on an airplane. Going to a couple years ago for your birth, I was flying to Miami for your birthday, and I heard it on the plane. But mind you, this came out during COVID,
mm-hmm.
so I haven't heard this like when it came out. I only heard it 3 years later.
Right,
and it starts off with like ocean sounds,
right.
and like a female talking, and then it's like the build up into the beat, and you got the. It's like drums, and then he's saying Splash by Baklava. Like, he's just saying that over and over, but it's like he say it a couple times, and then once he say it that final time, then he just go right into that rap. And
yeah.
He start talking his talk. And
yeah.
It's like, hold on, let me replay this. Yeah.
He's special like that, man. He'll make you replay something.
Let me replay that again. And it'd be the worst. I wouldn't say it's the worst, but the shortest songs would be the best songs.
Right.
It's only like a minute and 45 seconds long. And it's like, I would listen to that song all day. That's one of them songs I can listen to all day.
Right.
And it's like, and he's like, again, he's a special artist.
Mm-hmm.
Another one I'm gonna listen, I would say is by Dreamville. It was on the Creed 3 soundtrack.
Yeah.
Lay Up.
Okay.
By Sir and Sid.
Mm-hmm.
Sid is also another artist. She was like with Tyler the Creator and what's his name? Taco, all them, Earl Sweatshirt. She was like with them for a little bit.
Yeah. No, she was with the internet.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. That's why I got them confused. But the one song, she had a song that came out when I was a senior in college. It's called Could You Break a Heart? And that's like one of my favorite songs by her. She also appeared on one of Uzi albums, But that song, Lay Up, it's like a vibe song. It's a, it puts you in a mellow mood where you just chilling. Mm-hmm. You just chilling. It's also like one of them songs you just, like I say, you want to lay up with somebody. And it's like those type of songs where it's just, it don't necessarily got to be cursing and rapping or a fast beat song or always like a energetic song. It's like them chill mellow songs that I like personally. That's mm-hmm. like reason why they get a extra boost mm-hmm. up in the ranking. Another one that's like kind of like a chill vibe is Drake's Karaoke.
Oh,
this was on Thank Me Later. Yeah. I want to say, yeah. He again the beat, and then he starts singing. He's singing, and then he take a chorus where a verse where he just rapping, and then he go back to the singing part.
And, phenomenal song.
And it's just the production of it that just makes it a great song. And it's a few more that I got because, like I said, the list can go on.
Right.
You can only do five. This one is on his Channel Orange album, but it's like at the end of the song. You don't hear the actual full song because it's like he's in a car.
Right.
And it's raining and right. getting, it's kind of like when you leave a car and you can hear the music still playing in the car. It's like right. a muffled sound.
It was interesting how he did that.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Even from the start of the album when he's turned on the PlayStation and start playing the game.
Mm-hmm. That's Frank for you, though.
But the song itself is called Voodoo. Mm-hmm. It's not on Apple Music, which I'm so upset about, but it is on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
And it's like the extended version mm-hmm. of that song. And it's clear. Mm-hmm. It's, again, it's like that mellow song, mellow vibe. And he, Frank is special. We talked about him before. And a lot of my, like, if all of the, except for one, the Splash song, the Splash song is probably the only most upbeat song on my list, but everything else is just chill and mellow. So,
right. yeah.
So let me hear your five of your best songs that you, production-wise, that you like.
For me, I like a long song. I like a beat change. I like up-tempo. I like something very melodic. So mine are of that kind of breath. Probably my favorite song ever. Probably one of my favorite productions ever. Frank Ocean Pyramids, mm-hmm. since we're talking about Frank. When I heard this song, I was actually studying for the ACT to go to college. And it was a horrible time for me to hear this song because I heard this song and I stopped everything. Like, what is this?
Right.
I'm like, hold on. I probably played this song like five times in a row, and the song is 10 minutes long. Yeah. I was like, hold on. I've never heard something like this. This is something right here. And that probably solidified Frank as one of the GOATs for me. I was like, this is crazy. But the beat switch halfway through, the way he rides the beat, the production was out of this world. I never heard anything like this.
Three different songs
in one, like 10 minute song. Almost unheard of. So that's probably like GOAT for me. Next, I'll go with somebody I've been talking about, Pharrell. Frontin' is one of my favorite songs by him. One of my favorite songs ever. I love that track. So shout out to Pharrell for that one. Next, I'll go with Travis. Drugs, You Should Try It. That beat, that was my first album listening, or the first project I listened to Travis.
That was on Days Before Rodeo.
Days Before Rodeo. I was a little bit late to the party because I didn't listen to it when it first came out. But when I heard it, I was like, this tape is incredible. And that specific song, I'm like, this production is crazy. Like, it's a fantastic beat. Next, I'll go with one of my current favorite artists, Brent Faiyaz,
okay.
Dead Man Walking. That's probably my favorite song by Brent. And again, it took me back to like that Frank when I heard the song for the first time. Like,
got hold like on. That eerie sound to it.
Yeah, bit. I'm like, hold on, what is this? Like, this is a beat. Mm-hmm. This is a beat, and this is a song that's been one of my favorites ever since to this day. And I'll finish up with you mentioned Sid earlier. Mm. Her group, The Internet, the song "Girl."
Okay.
Like, and K Tronada produced this beat. I could have easily put K Tronada up there for my producers, but man, I love this track. The beat switches multiple times. Sid singing majority this whole song. It's another one of those songs that when you hear, you like, ooh, this is so smooth. But it's also got a lot of beat switches. It's unorthodox. So shout out to K Tronada. We didn't mention him. And our producers, just because there's so many we could list, but K Tronada is another one that's just extremely talented.
The album he had with Aminé,
yeah,
that came out a couple years ago.
Yeah, yeah,
that's fire.
Yeah, so that's my list.
Great list. If you enjoyed this episode of the Right Read podcast, like, share, subscribe to our YouTube at The Right Read. Follow us on Instagram, X, and TikTok at The Right Read.
We love talking about different things, different topics. I've enjoyed all of them, but this is one of my favorite because I like when we get to give our fans and our listeners a different perspective. These are not things that people are typically talking about. So I'm glad that we got to peel back the layers of the music and actually talk about productions. This was a great topic. I enjoyed it for sure.
Absolutely. Like to shine light on the producers that are behind the scenes that make the songs that y'all love the most happen. Mm-hmm. And we just, like you said, we just want to give them their props and a shout out to them for making it happen.
For sure. But this has been another episode of the Right Read podcast. I'm your co-host, Davon Reed.
And I'm your other co-host, Miles Reed.
And we appreciate you for stopping by. Make sure that y'all checking out these playlists for every episode, man. Each playlist is inspired by the actual episode and what we talk about. Obviously, we dropped a lot of different producers, artists, and songs. So we'll make sure that we put those specifically in the playlist for this episode. But make sure that y'all tap in, and thank you always for tuning in and enjoying another episode of the Right Read podcast. So we look forward to seeing you next time.